with a Friday morning look at Radio on the Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Carstens. First, we'll get to a high school football score from last night, a regular season finale for West Fork up at Central Springs, and Central Springs getting the better of the Warhawks 19-13 in that game. Yesterday was also a big day for state cross-country qualifying, the district and regional meets across the land, and we had a lot of teams up in Mason City, Newman, and taking a look at some of the results there. It was on the girls' side. Senator Fredericksburg wins the team title. Newman Catholic was second. Nashville Plainfield third. The women of West Fork were fourth. North Butler finishes in eighth. And individually, Casey Eisentrager of West Fork on to state with a third-place finish. Congratulations to Casey. And then also from West Fork, Tara Wakodalska, she is 18th. And then Leah Weaver of West Fork is 21st. In the girls' side. Boys' side, Central Springs, the team champion. Newman Catholic second there as well. Mason City Newman, that is. And Bishop Garrigan of Algona is third. North Butler boys finish in fourth in the team standings. Belmont Clemmy ninth and West Fork 11th. Individually, Isaac Swenson of Belmont Clemmy will be going on to state as he was sixth place. And Owen Ameline from North Butler is eighth in the boys' race. Congratulations to both of those young runners for going on to the state meet. South Hardin was at the Cascade qualifying meet, and South Hardin boys finished in sixth place. The girls were in fifth place. On the boys' side, it was Chris Cohart of South Hardin 24th, and on the girls' side, Jaden Roy of South Hardin 25th. And taking a look at also Applington Parkersburg, Claren Gulf 1000, Dyke and Hartford at Dyke for that meet. And Walk-On wins the boys team championship. Old Wine was second. Dyke and Hartford finishes in seventh. AP boys were 13th, and Claren Goldfield Dows was 14th. Individually, Ian Steffen of Dyke New Hartford, the best area performer, with a 16th place finish. On the girls' side at Dyke, Denver was the champion, and Jessup second, and Dyke New Hartford girls finishing in fourth place. Applington Parkersburg 7th, Claren Goldfield Dows was 12th. Individually, Taylor Qualley of Dyke New Hartford 11th, and Izzy Houts of DNH was 15th in the state qualifying cross country meet yesterday in Dyke. Well, before we get into some of the high school football playoff news, we're going to talk a little college basketball preview here. And under Darren DeVries, the former Applington Panther, well, the Drake Bulldog coach, has become a consistent Missouri Valley Conference contender in men's basketball, and hopes are high for the team for the upcoming season. The Bulldogs return nearly in the entire roster from last year's team that finished 26-5 and claimed the program's first NCAA tournament victory in 50 years.
That's the thing I think that our guys have taken away from that, what we had last year, was we got there, we were able to win a game, we were able to advance. They got a little taste of it, and I know that's a little bit of why I feel like our workouts have been so good this summer and fall, is they want to get back. They want to experience that again, and that's what you want right now.
DeVries has led the Bulldogs to three straight 20-win seasons despite key injuries each year. Last season, point guard Roman Penn and forward Tank Hempel missed a stretch during the season due to foot injuries.
You know, late in the year last year, we got really limited in the amount of guys we were playing, so guys were having to play heavy minutes to finish it. So I think one of the qualities this team will have, if we can stay injury free, is our depth this year. I really like our balance from top to bottom.
DeVries says with their recent success actually helped them put a competitive non-conference schedule together. The Bulldogs have games against Richmond, a Belmont team that joins the Valley next season, as well as Clemson and St. Louis.
Some of these neutral site opportunities came about because, the other teams were looking to find a good game. We were trying to find a good game and find those opportunities. So from that standpoint, I thought it was great. The hard part is finding home and homes, but the neutral sites and the MTEs, those worked out well for us, at least on paper right now.
Again, Drake finished 26-5 overall, getting ready for the upcoming season now. Well, speaking of a different Bulldog team, a Hampton-Dumont-Cal high school football team known as the Bulldogs has battled its way back to a 4-4 record through one of the toughest schedules in the state of Iowa. This tough schedule, however, has provided an opportunity that a weaker schedule this season would not have. That opportunity being, if the Bulldogs take care of business at home in Week 9 against a 2-6 South Tama team, they should secure a spot in the Class 3A playoffs. On one hand, HD Cal has four wins over unranked opponents this season, one of which is over an IFA team that finished second in their district and is hosting a playoff game this week. On the other hand, Bulldogs went 0-4 against ranked opponents, losing those games by an average of 27 points per game. All of this back and forth knowledge adds up to a 16th place on the RPI rankings right now, going into tonight by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Now, if this holds, it would give the Bulldogs that final wild card spot in this year's playoffs, making the tough schedule worth the bumps and bruises along the way. Head coach Cole Miller talked about the playoffs with us on the most recent Mort's Water Company coaches show last Saturday morning.
Yeah, so with the whole way that the playoffs works this year, they have those four kind of wild card spots. So we told our kids that we're still playing for something. You never know what could happen at the end of, the season with, especially with, like you said, the schedule that we've had. The teams that we played have been very good. So that helps our case in that RPI rankings.
The Bulldogs will need to bring their A game tonight to beat the Trojans of South Tama, who traditionally have a very good team. The Bulldogs fighting for their playoffs lives tonight against South Tama. The game kicks off. Again, it's moved up to 7 o'clock. Now, prior to that, starting around 6:30, they have some senior night festivities. It'll, again, feature that beforehand, and make sure to tune into the Dale Howard Sports Overdrive for a final report on how the game turns out, plus updates throughout the night here on KLMJ. With this being a playoff night, we are covering the playoffs, and one of the area teams in is North Butler. Despite a loss in the district title game to West Hancock, the Bearcats have rode a stellar season and are getting ready to host the 3-5 Starmont Stars. Head coach Jordan Vanderloop talked about preparing for the playoff football week here, as well as the advantages of hosting a playoff game tonight in Green.
Yeah, just like you said, we've done a lot of firsts. We've done a lot of good things. These boys played hard for it. Last night also kind of helped us. With our loss to West Hancock as an eye-opener to see, you know, and like we said, this is what playoff football is going to be like, so we got to get ready to go. Hosting a home game helps out a lot because you have, you know, the home field advantage. You got more of your fans there hollering and just a familiar, you know, venue that we've been at. So it's very helpful to have the home field advantage, especially first round. And like I said, something that we haven't done as a program before, so it's exciting that we get this opportunity.
As for the visiting Starmont Stars, they are a near reflection of the Bearcats when it comes to playing style. They only have 39 pass attempts on the season. It's clear that the Stars want to pound the rock on offense on the ground against their opponents. Starmont relies on a dynamic duo of offensively and defensively seniors here, as our running backs Garrett Waterhouse and Bowen Munger have combined for nearly 1,400 yards and 18 touchdowns. They two also on defense have combined for over 120 tackles and three fumble recoveries. Now, the Bearcats and the Stars kick it off from Green tonight at 7 o'clock. It's our featured game. It's a Class A first-round playoff matchup between these two schools. North Butler hosting Starmont. 6:15, the Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show starts it all off here on KLMJ and RadioOnTheGo.com. And the Applington-Parkersburg football team is back in the postseason. AP landed a matchup against North Iowa Sierra League East foe Waterloo-Columbus in the first round tonight. 7 o'clock kickoff in Waterloo. The Falcons got the wins they needed down the stretch this season, finishing 5-3 with wins over Jessup, Osage, South Hardin, Central Springs, and East Marshall. AP has developed their new offense this season, game by game, with many options out of the backfield on display. And last week's win over East Marshall, here's Coach Alex Pollock.
Well, you know, I think that's one of the keys is having multiple guys being able to run the football. You know, it's been, you know, anytime you've got four guys with as many rushing yards as we've had on the year, I think it's difficult to key on one person, and that's what our goal is. So, you know, those guys have really stepped up, and obviously they'll be the first to tell you that our offensive line has gotten, you know, better and more physical throughout the year. So,
and Waterloo Columbus enters the game at 6-2 overall, hosting the Applington Parkersburg Falcons tonight. Kickoff also 7 o'clock over at Waterloo Columbus, the home of the Sailors. And again, we'll have kickoff at 7 with a 6:15 Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show with Jeff Ramin over on 98.9 FM for Falcon play-by-play. Other action going on around the area. It is Football Friday again. It is week 9 for some. It is playoff time for others. Let's give you some other playoff matchups from our area. It's Grundy Center, second-rated, hosting St. Ansgar. Eagle Grove at fourth-rated Dighton-Hartford. South Hardin travels to eighth-rated Dyersville-Beckman. Iowa Falls Halden is hosting Davis County of Bloomfield in the playoffs. Some non-playoff local games again. Hampton-Dumont-Cal hosting South Tama. Belmont-Clemmie at Lake Mills. Claringo-Field-Dowes is clear down in Albia, Iowa. Long road trip for the Cowboys. And Clarksville is hosting Collins-Maxwell going on here this evening. Other playoff games. Let's go back to the playoff side as Clear Lake is in action as they will be playing here tonight as well. And let's take a look at some others here. West Hancock hosting Alta Aurelia. North Glenn hosting Nashua Plainfield. Mason City Newman at East Buchanan. Garner Hayfield Ventura is at West Lyon. Southeast Valley hosting Sheldon. Spirit Lake is at Osage. Roland Story at Greene County. Clear Lake is entertaining Unity Christian of Orange City tonight. And New Hampton is at North Fayette Valley. Webster City is at Denison Sleswig. Humboldt is hosting Algona in a great Class 3A regular season finale there. And that'll do it for Radio on the Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting. Don't forget the Sports Overdrive, Dale Howard Sports Overdrive tonight at 10 o'clock. Tune it in for all the playoff recaps and much more. Have a great Friday, everybody.